Okay. We're live.
We're live?
Well, we're not live. It's a podcast.
Okay, welcome to the Hipsit Podcast Season 3 with me, Rabbi Simcha, and our producer, Rebbetzin Sherry Barkley.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
We have joining us today in the Mitzvah Tank Podcast RV Trailer Studio, we have one of the culinary giants of the Jewish world. We have a chef, a CEO, a captain of industry who has quite literally changed the way we eat herring. So joining us on the Hipsit podcast, give it up, Sherry, Hipsit style, for Naftali Engel.
Ooh.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the very great introduction.
Naftali Engel, CEO, founder of the Rebbe's Choice, explain for the listeners who the Rebbe's Choice is and what the Rebbe's Choice is.
So the Rebbe's Choice is a brand of herring, smoked salmon, and kichel, which are crackers, that each of our products is inspired by a different Hasidic Rebbe. So let's say one of our herring flavors, honey mustard sriracha herring, which is inspired by Rav Nachman of Kutsk. He himself was a fiery and sharp individual, and that's translated over in the flavors of the product, which is honey mustard, sriracha, the fiery kick of the sriracha, and obviously some sweetness in there, because although he was a very sharp personality, he's obviously a very sweet person to deal with.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Back right up here. Over here.
Right here.
Before the Rebbe's Choice, who is Naftali Engel?
Before the Rebbe's
Choice. Where do you come from? And what possesses a nice Jewish boy from Queens, I believe,
that's true,
to suddenly enter the herring industry? I'm sure as a kid, your parents were thinking accountant, doctor, dentist, not herring connoisseur.
You know what? My family is quite entrepreneurial,
really?
Actually. Yeah, my grandfather.
So where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Queens. Ooh. I grew up in Queens, like we like we mentioned.
Where in Queens?
Kew Gardens Hills.
Okay.
So my family's quite entrepreneurial. My grandfather, actually, after coming to the States, he went through the Holocaust and then fought in the War of Independence in Israel.
Wow.
And after that, he got married and moved to the United States, where he started a stationery company. And with that stationery company, he started selling a lot of products, and some of them were new to the market, new to the stationery market. My father joined that company, eventually started his own company selling pet supplies. My brother also had a company selling pet supplies. So the entrepreneurial spirit in my family runs deep. When I started out, I was always into the creative outlets. I myself am a photographer, graphic designer, web designer. So when I got to yeshiva in Israel, I just enjoyed eating herring on Shabbos, and I couldn't find a product that I enjoyed like I enjoyed herring in the States. Everything in Israel was very slimy, full of bones. It wasn't pleasant. So I decided to start making my own herring. Actually, the story behind that is really different. I was in Sfat for Shabbos, my brother took me to shul over there, and I had this great homemade herring. So I asked the maker of this homemade herring, can you give me the recipe? How do I make this? This is delicious. So he said, well, first you have to dance with the fish. Then,
wow.
Yeah. Then
there's a whole spiritual.
Very spiritual.
Okay. Yeah, meditative. Spiritual. Okay.
Exactly. So dance with the fish, say Tehillim with the fish, go to the mikvah. A lot of
with
steps.
The fish. No, no, no.
Listen, maybe you catch the fish.
Whatever
in the
works. Okay.
But either way, it wasn't really what I was looking for. I was looking for more of a basic salt pepper recipe,
okay,
you know, pen to paper, which I got something similar from my brother. And I started playing around with it. And being the creative person I was, I experimented with flavors. And we came to our first product, the jalapeno matches herring. I started.
This is all making a lot of sense, because I have to tell the listeners how I came to you.
Yeah.
That I do all my shopping in the marketplace. I'm not mm-hmm. paid to say that. The marketplace in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And as I was shopping one day, I saw something that blew my mind. I saw the Rebbe's Choice. And okay, normally, kind of herring, it's a kind of an old school product. It looks old school. It's not inviting. It's not packaged. It's not aesthetic. The typeface is not inviting. Yeah. And I saw your product. And what you had done is you'd taken something like herring, which is, you know, it's not inviting. It's old school. And you'd taken herring into the 21st century.
That's it.
And you'd made it aesthetically beautiful. And not only aesthetically beautiful, you'd brought a spiritual element. Because we know that in Torah, you know, there is tremendous background to the spirituality of the fish and why we eat the fish. Is that something you're aware of?
Yeah. On our website, we actually have a whole page dedicated to why is there an importance of eating fish on Shabbos. And it goes into the details of how in creation, in the days of creation, God created three things that he blessed. One was fish, one was people, and the other was Shabbos. And that by us eating fish on Shabbos, it's unification of all of those blessings from the days of creation. It's actually from the Bnei Yisachar.
Okay, Sherry, this is up my podcast alley, because I see what you, I see now you're the synthesis of a creator as a photographer. You got a shtickle hipster, a shtickle heimish, and you also have the spirituality of Sfas, of Israel, of Chassidus, of Kabbalah, and you have merged and synthesized all those things into creating
into
the world's finest herring.
Thank God, we're trying.
There you go. And so what made you, and I guess also for the listeners to know, we have another guest. We got the Eddie Van Halen of the Haredi community, Moishi Guitar, the most famous Hasidic guitarist on planet Earth, has taken time out of his busy schedule to join us in the RV. Say hello, Moishi.
Hello, hello. What an introduction. What an honor.
There you go. And you're on the Herring. You're on the Herring podcast. So are you a herring aficionado?
Absolutely.
You are?
Yeah.
Anyone Heimish is into herring. Okay, beautiful. The Van Halen of Williamsburg. Okay, so question for Naftali. So you have this idea, you have this dream, you're in Israel, and you notice that there is a lack of good quality herring in Israel. So how do you take that idea into the marketplace? Because it's one thing to have an idea in Chassidus, Chochma, but it's another thing to get to Das.
So when I started making it in Israel, I eventually began selling it. And after a little bit of time, I was making all this outside of my dorm room in Yeshiva.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're making this in the dorm room.
Yeah, my roommates weren't so pleased, but I appeased them with free
with herring.
With free herring.
All right.
And eventually I started selling it in Israel. And once I came back after Yeshiva, I decided this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a company. And I sold door-to-door originally, got into my first couple stores soon after, and now we're in about 50 stores across the country.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going well. So explain for the listeners the product line.
So
how many herrings do you have? What are the flavors? I see on the table over here, you were kind enough to bring us a smorgasbord of herring.
I brought the whole kiddish over here. Yeah.
The whole thing. I feel like I'm at a Williamsburg tish over here. I feel like the Rebbe sat at the head of the table. I'm also seeing over here smoked Norwegian salmon. I'm seeing pastrami salmon. I'm seeing kikkelach. The whole thing. Explain the product line. I know Moishi Guitar is salivating. We're gonna get to
herring
the tasting.
Aficionado.
It's coming.
He's waiting.
Exactly, he's the man.
Exactly. I never go into Shabbos without having proper herring.
Really?
Yeah. And I've seen the Rebbe's choice on stickers. I never tried the herring.
Well, here's a sticker for you.
Thank you. Now I'm just waiting to dig in.
Put that on your guitar.
Yeah. Please.
And smoke it.
Will do.
Okay.
So basically, we have six herrings. We have two salmons, and we have our kichel. And the flavors of herring range from a little bit more classic to really interesting flavors. So starting from closest to Rabbi Simcha, we have our honey mustard sriracha herring. That's inspired by Rav Nachman of Kutsk. Then we have smoky za'atar herring, inspired by Rav Zusha of Anapol. We have zesty matches herring, inspired by Rav Nachman of Rimanov. We have jalapeno matches herring, inspired by Rav Daud of Lelov. Sweet black pepper herring, inspired by Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, and sweet onion herring, inspired by Rav Naftali Tzvi of Rapshitz. And then we have our traditional Norwegian smoked salmon and a pastrami smoked salmon, which is with pastrami spice rub. It's not actually meat. And then our newest item since Pesach is flatbread kichel, and they are these amazing, crunchy, savory, delicious crackers to go along with our product line.
Loving it. Okay, I got two questions, okay? And we start off with the funny, and then we ease in to the heavy stuff. Firstly, side note, Naftali, I would do anything to get my face and my name on a herring. So afterwards, off mic, tell me what I got to do, who I got to schmear.
I'm afraid I may have
to be in the world to come, because by looking at the...
we have an application process. We'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about it. Okay, two questions for you. The first question is that I love the fact that you bring a spiritual dimension to the product. I love the fact that each herring is named after a Hasidic Rebbe. And on the packaging, you have a teaching and a story of
Small biography Rebbe. As well of who that Rebbe was and a little bit about what their life teachings were.
Okay, yeah. Two questions. Number one, how do you decide which Rebbe is connected to which herring?
Right. So, like I said earlier, I'm a very creative person. And for me, once I was learning, let's say, a story about a specific Rebbe or their teachings, it would inspire me not only spiritually but also creatively. And before I had this company, my expression of that was through photography. Once I started doing this and getting more involved in culinary arts, my expression was through cooking and through preparing this product. So that's kind of how it happened. A lot of people think that it's the flavor and then we attach a Rebbe to it. It's the other way around. The Rebbe inspires the flavor.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, it's beautiful. Question. I know, you know, through knowing you, that this is coming from a place of tremendous reverence, respect, elevation, and in a way, this is your shlichus.
Yeah.
This is your ministry,
okay.
And this is a way to teach and to educate and to elevate this incredible spiritual product.
Mm-hmm.
However, is there an element, respectfully, of cultural appropriation? Do you have to get permission? Is there such a thing? You're like the Newman's Own of herring over here.
I've never asked permission, although I have, let's say, for example, with Kutsk, somebody who is a direct descendant of the Kutzker found it to be in approval. They were happy with
the stamp.
I got the stamp of approval. Somebody who was also a direct descendant of the Rupschitzer also
gave me approval.
I
can't imagine anyone would not be anything other than
thrilled. You'd be surprised
there
are people who are not too pleased with it, and it's unfortunate, but many people do find inspiration from it. Many people have told me that they're learning about new things, learning about new aspects of Judaism that they can connect to that they haven't unlocked before.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Another question I want to ask Moshe Guitarist. I've noticed in the past sort of 5 years, kosher dining has gone to like another level. Maybe it's because of the influx of Balei Tshuva that have brought their own professionalism, brought their own cultures, their own tastes, their own flavors, or whether it maybe it's just the fact that in the Orthodox world, people are moving up the socio-economic ladder. We're able to afford nicer things. But I'm getting to the point where I've got, I would say, a level of fatigue. I am sick and tired, Moshe Guitar, of having my Coke served in a mason jug. Okay, every time I go on Instagram, I'm seeing somebody Instagramming the newest fancy restaurant. I saw the other day, somebody was in a, I'm not going to mention names, I think it's a beautiful thing. However, there's an element of gauche, and there's an element of showy offness. Is that even a word? You know, it's expensive. We've got big families. I could afford to eat in said restaurant, but I grew up very frugal. And it's just not, I feel a little uncomfortable. I'm not comfortable spending $500 on dinner. What I like about this product is you're dialing it back. It's old school, and I think that you're elevating traditional Jewish food, and it's affordable, and it's attainable.
I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a lot of herring in each container as well. Some other herring brands you'll get 8 pieces in a container, and for the same price with our product, you're getting about 30 pieces.
There you go. Moshe Guitar, what's the most expensive steak, don't say the name, you've ever purchased?
You want to know the price?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going there.
Close to $400.
$400? Kobe beef?
I'm not even sure.
$400.
Can you tell us which restaurant?
Don't say the name.
No, don't. Oh,
don't say the name. I don't know. I just feel that there's an element of.
I think every restaurant is just trying to outdo each other.
Right. I hope it was a wedding anniversary.
It was not. Okay. It was actually kind of a gig for me that I was with a group playing. They were out eating. There is actually one steak that's even more expensive than that. I've never had it. I've only heard of it. Where they have like 14 karat gold sprinkled onto the steak. And it's, I think it's $1,000 a steak.
It's a kosher steak.
Yeah.
That's so holy. So holy. Okay, I don't know.
So holy, so pure.
I'm old school. I'm about tshuva. And I grew up frugal. I'm from Manchester, England. And for me, $1,000 on a gold-encrusted steak feels perhaps not quite as kosher as it's claiming to be. Anyway, that's my opinion.
It's practically kosher.
And it's
not
my podcast. Okay, yeah. So right now we're dialing it back. We've gone old school. We're going to have, for the listeners, we're going to taste over here some of these incredible, incredible herrings. Moishe Guitar, you are also going to be part of this tasting over here, this cornucopia, this taste sensation. We also have another guest who's asked to be unnamed, who is currently off mic, who will also be chopping some of the Norwegian salmon. So, Naftali, what's the best way to attack this?
Oh, wow. I mean, what do you like? Do you like spicy? Do you like sweet? What are you into?
I want it all,
I
want it now.
Right, okay.
What's your best seller? Let's go with that.
Is sweet black pepper herring.
Let's start with the sweet black pepper. Okay.
I'm going to take a piece? Yeah, take a piece.
Don't spill. Sherry's nervous about the smell of the herring in the RV.
Oh yeah, you don't.
But this is holy. This is holy herring. Okay, this is. And which Rebbe is this?
So this is inspired by Rav Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev.
Beautiful. This is the sweet black pepper. Moshe, chab a piece over here. Okay, we've already made a bracha, right?
We made a bracha.
This is the part of the podcast where it gets a little weird because you may or may not hear people chew.
Yeah, the weird sounds are the sounds of Moshe Guitar chewing.
Yeah.
Sweet black pepper hat.
Not you, though.
Go for it. Amen.
So, while everybody's chewing,
yep.
Let's talk about the other herrings. Now, the sweet black pepper, that's our best seller. The other best seller that we have is our honey mustard sriracha herring.
Next level.
Which is?
That's next level.
The sweet black pepper.
Next level.
Thank you. What are you?
Moshe Guitar is already on
his second
piece already.
You want a second piece?
I had a late gig last night. This is my breakfast. Give me a minute. This is great, though.
Right?
Thank you.
By the way, Moshe Guitar is blowing up on Instagram. What are we currently at, Moshe?
12K.
Wow. There you go.
Congrats.
And may I say, of all the guitarists, you have the finest payers of any guitarist.
That I will agree.
Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful payers.
Wow. What goes into the production of this herring?
Herring and spices.
Listen,
we have our secret ingredients, but in general,
is this like Kentucky Fried Chicken? Like you could.
It's not a secret blend of herbs and spices. Not the recipes. Our brand name is registered trademark. Yeah.
What's your take?
Yeah. Wow.
Right. Wow.
There will be nothing left here afterward. Like, when we're off mic, I'll finish everything, probably.
Please. Tastes like fleshik. You sure that's fish?
No, you won't, because I'll fight you for it.
Okay, Sherry, what was your opinion of the sweet black pepper herring?
It's amazing. Probably the best herring I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Right? Okay, I mean,
I'm not joking.
I hope it goes up from here. Because
I'm not joking. Yeah. It's amazing.
Right?
Wow, thank you. Thank
question you. For Sherry. Sherry has actually recorded over 1,000 podcasts in this RV.
I have.
Wow. How many herring tasting podcasts have you had the privy to produce?
Okay, so obviously this is the first one, but I will say I went camping this weekend in an RV because that's just how dedicated to the RV lifestyle that I am. And the person who hosted it said a disclaimer, not to cook curry in the RV because
it's going
to
stink it up.
Yeah, and so she actually, it was kind of this weird thing where the people I was with were claiming that she was, you know, discriminatory against Indian families.
Oh, wow.
But I was kind of, you know, I was kind of on track with that, like not in a discriminatory way, but just like, yeah, if you cook curry in an RV, it's going to smell like curry for a week. So I was a little worried, but this is so good that you know,
you're
guys
savoring
are being,
the smell. We're actually doing a line of scented
very,
candles.
Very, very careful. Yeah.
I would love to spend time in a curry flavored RV. Okay, Moshe Guitar, I just I got nervous because I saw that you were diving
he was going
in
for the next. Flavor.
He was diving in over. You were cheating over here. Don't double dip. Okay. Naftali, what's next?
So we
stop
could,
him. By the way,
let's go with the flagship. This is our first flavor, the jalapeno matcha herring.
Okay, this is the flagship. Pass me a.
This is our OG herring, right?
Okay.
Here. Thank you.
Okay, this is the jalapeno herring.
Yeah.
Inspired by which rabbi?
That's inspired by Rav David of Lelov. That's I was learning a lot about him when I was in yeshiva in Israel. I was reading a sefer about him. About his life and biography, and it really inspired me to
there's
create this.
There's a lot of
this.
Action in this herring, right? I see
there's
all
a lot
stuff,
of this.
Right?
Explain, so this
explain
is
what's
like,
going on over here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
You
this
talk,
is also,
and I'm
going
to chew.
Yeah, this is also quite inspired by being in Israel, I'll have what he's having. But this is quite inspired by being in Israel and being in the Shuk, being able to go around and see all the amazing spices
guitar,
that are available.
Okay, it's inspired by the Shuk.
Yeah, it's inspired. Listen, we have three flavors that
Wait,
were made in Israel, three flavors that were...
Isn't it the shuk?
The shuk?
Yeah.
Shuk.
We have an Israeli here that we... An unnamed Israeli. How do you say shuk? Just say one word.
Shuk.
Shuk.
Okay.
I said it right.
Okay. Unnamed guest, what's your take on the black... what was the first one?
Sweet black pepper.
Sweet black pepper.
The
herring.
Best seller is not necessarily the best taste.
Okay.
Controversial. The other two are much better already.
Okay.
He had zesty matches and jalapeno matches.
I'm still with the black pepper. I have to be honest. I'm with the black pepper.
That's what, you know what? I should end with that. But then again, they're
next?
All really good.
What's next?
So you had the jalapeno?
Yeah.
Let's get you back. Let's get you on more spicy here. Let's have the honey mustard sriracha. Inspired
Which
by
of these herrings? Are these all traditional? Or are any of these herrings?
We actually
a
have
more
another line of herring.
Really?
Not under the Rebbe's Choice brand name, but under a brand
Next
name
week,
called
Sherry.
Another brand called Litfish.
Really?
Litfish, like the classic Litfish, you get it.
Oh, Lit.
Yeah. And also, I guess, also Litfish. It's fish that's lit. works in every direction you choose. And that's more of the classic stuff. That's more like a spicy schmaltz, garlic schmaltz, classic matches.
This is very much. This is like an artisanal.
This is artisanal, small batch. It's.
But
really
we're
great
in
stuff.
Brooklyn right now, so this is
exactly.
Artisanal, farm to table, locally grown, locally sourced.
We're not in any stores in Bushwick yet, but maybe I'll pop into
this
like
is the
a Whole
honey
Foods
mustard
this.
Sriracha.
Honey mustard sriracha.
Inspired by who?
Inspired by Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutsk.
Wow.
You mentioned Whole Foods, but I think this is also like Trader Joe's vibes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, not yet. Not yet.
That's good.
Hopefully soon. Thank you.
Wow.
There's a lot of flavor going on
yes.
there. You're getting heat, you're getting sweet. It's
yes.
it's like
amazing.
A
right?
A cacophony of flavors.
Yeah, honey mustard sriracha is very good.
Cacophony.
Is that
it's an English word. I had that on my SATs.
Love
I think.
It. All right, great. Yeah. Cacophonia.
Yeah.
Right. That was great. I think that's the winner so far.
Really? Okay.
I'm with the Kotska.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think, Moshe Guitar?
I'm going to have to go with the...
Sweet black
what was
pepper
the, the first one? Yeah.
The sweet black pepper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, listen.
Absolutely.
We're going to get this... You're going to... You had that one already?
Our off-mic guest...
Because this is Smoky
is
Zatar,
pointing
which
to
is,
this.
I want to try that.
This okay, is, let's go.
So let's get into Smoky Zatar next.
I like smoke and I like Zatar.
This is the okay. off-mic guest.
Let's get that one. Here,
all right,
some kichel down here.
Yeah, yeah, bring it on, baby. All right, I'm going.
You like that one?
Explain this one.
That
this
one's our bestseller in like the Sephardi community.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. In the Ashkenaz community, sweet black pepper. In the Sephardi community, smoky zatar just
deal.
Flies.
Okay, we got the smoky zatar herring, yeah. Inspired by who?
Rav Zusha of Anapol.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
All right.
Too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
As a half Ashkenazi, half Sephardic Jew, I'm kind of equally torn between those. My
you
flavor
haven't even gotten
palettes.
To the smoked salmon as
can
an Ashkenazi Jew.
Can
yeah.
I be honest?
Yeah.
It's a little.
Oh, talking to the mic.
It's a little greasier
than the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, it could be the essential oils because there's actually whole cloves in there,
get
like
out
some of
here.
Them. Yeah. So that could wow. be the essential oils coming off of the cloves that maybe you're getting that. But I haven't actually heard that one before, so.
Wow, are you married?
I am married, yeah.
What does your wife think of the
she
the
loves
herring
it.
Bish?
She does not eat any fish at all, so I know that she married me for me and not for my company.
Not for your fish,
not
okay.
for the fish, yeah.
All right, yeah. Beautiful. The local rabbi must love you.
Listen, everybody loves me, I'd like to think at least.
But, you know. Yeah. Kiddish game changer.
Kiddish game changer.
That's all right, what's
for sure.
The next?
Okay, so we could either go sweet or Italian.
Italian.
Zesty
it
matchas.
Up.
It's a little bit more of an Italian right. flavor right here.
Okay.
Pass that down. Very good. Thank
I
you.
I just want to ask our off,
these onions,
off mic
yeah.
guest, which has been your favorite so far? You have a mic?
I think. First of all, I like the one in the oil and not in the white.
Not in the cream sauce.
Not in the cream sauce.
Okay.
So. And not the pepper one. So it's between those two.
The smoky za'atar and the zesty matchas.
Smoky za'atar and whatever
so
the other one.
This zesty matchas over here. The zesty yeah. matchas is actually...
I have to say that those herrings are not what I imagine as herring.
Really?
I guess that's what we're trying to do. Salty and drier.
Wow. I guess that's what we're trying to do.
That is good.
Thank you.
The
onions in here are pickled with lemon juice, fresh. Pickled with lemon juice, so
next
it really
level
it's effervescent. It's
game?
Really.
Moishe guitar, you tried that?
This one, zesty matchas.
No, dude,
so that's inspired
get in.
By.
I'm still stuck on the smoky
za'atar.
He's
having breakfast.
Smoky za'atar is insane.
There is plenty. Yes, there's plenty. We'll reimburse you for the table. The zesty is your favorite. Yeah, so that's inspired by Rabbi Menachem and the Lev Rimanov.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you getting a lot of press with the? I mean, you're on
yeah.
the Hipsy podcast,
well,
so
obviously.
Clearly you've hit, you've hit the highest heights. But
this is, yeah,
is
I don't
word
know where it goes from
there?
Here, but
it
I've
goes
actually,
down. That's where it goes from
oh,
here.
Oh God forbid! We were actually in a couple of news articles back in February where I was given the title of the hipster who made herring hip again, or millennial makes herring hip again. A couple different ones.
Dancing with
lines.
The fishes.
Dancing with the fishes was one of them, based on that story. Of being in Svat and hearing the recipe to dance with herring.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe in the gangster world that means
when you were
sleeping with the fish.
Right.
When you were in Svat, did you make it to Rosh Pina?
Yes.
Who's gonna bring in Rosh Pina?
My brother lives in Svat, and I've been to Rosh Pina a couple times.
It's
I know
amazing.
There's a train station in Rosh Pina that
there's not a train. There's
no,
a bus station.
A bus station
yeah.
in Rosh Pina. Okay, so yeah, I've been to Rosh Pina. They have a really nice mall there and a great
nice.
cafe is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know my stuff.
Got to represent Rosh Pina every time.
North of Israel is beautiful.
And how do you feel, Naftali, that I guess with artisanal farm to table, locally grown, locally sourced, a lot of people are taking, I guess, older tropes and older foods and older traditions and they're reclaiming them.
Right.
Like, if, for example, I live close to the Navy Yard and I notice now they just opened Russ and Daughters.
Yeah.
10 years ago, you needed a bulletproof vest to walk down the Navy Yard. Now people are spending $13 on a cream cheese lox bagel from Russ and Daughters.
I'll tell you, one thing is that no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what your life has been, food will always bring people together. And I think that's the most amazing thing.
Food makes the mood.
Food makes the mood.
Yep.
That's another guy on Instagram.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't get the white one. That's
yeah,
like
so
a
so that's
old
our
school,
last
right?
one that we're at. So this is, right, a lot of people ask me for like a standard cream sauce herring. This is based on that idea, but there's actually chives in here. So you're getting a lot.
It's a sweet onion herring.
Sweet onion herring.
So this is like the old school kiddish
it's,
herring, right?
It's based on it, but there's a lot more
it's
going
your,
on.
It's your
there's
your
more
play
going
on,
on
that.
To
okay.
It. Yeah.
So you've I believe the term they say in MasterChef, this is a deconstructed
yeah.
recipe.
Yeah. If you wanted that. So that's inspired by Naftali Tzvi of Rapshitz.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, please.
It's very fishy.
Okay. It's fish. So some of the other flavors have a lot more spices
right.
that are masking the fish flavor. Here it's
right.
it's a very simple ingredient list, but it's still a lot of flavor, a lot of great taste in that product infused in there.
Moishe yeah. Guitar, what do you think?
Wow. This is great.
Okay. So
we should tell the listeners yeah. that Moishe Guitar just woke up about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This is breakfast. Mm-hmm. Although I think this is pretty much a standard breakfast.
This is breakfast, lunch, and dinner for him. Out of the six, let's take our votes. Which one was the best? Now that you've had all the herrings. Rabbi Simcha.
What was that spicier one?
This one, honey mustard.
The one that Dan liked. No, it had onions.
Oh, this one, zesty matches.
That's the one.
That's your favorite.
Hands down.
Okay. And for you?
My favorite is going to have to be the black pepper.
Yeah, it's a good one. That would be number
okay,
two.
Nice. Let's get you on the mic.
Black pepper.
Okay, nice. And Dan? The zesty matches, right?
Zesty matches. Okay. And the za'atar. I kind of like...
Okay.
The za'atar is also amazing, but also...
Okay.
Also, big shout-out to the crackers.
Yeah, we're just going to go there. Great crackers. Moshe Guitar, you can take your $1,000 gold-encrusted steak, and I am very happy to trade it in for the Rebbe's Choice sweet black pepper.
What about gold-encrusted herring, though?
Any day of the week. Have you thought about stepping it up to $1,000 herring?
You know what? Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we need to do that, yeah.
No, definitely. That would be a good idea.
We'll speak to the restaurants and see if we could do it.
And what's the secret to the crackers?
Secret to the crackers? They're made with quinoa flour and chia seeds. So not only do they taste great, but they're healthy for you. Yeah, it's wheat flour. They're not gluten-free. There is wheat flour in there. But some of it is quinoa and chia seeds, which really bring a excellent crunch.
What do you think to the kichel?
I think that... these kichels have to be sold like on a different brand, but aside for the Rebbe's Choice, it should be like faked on a different brand, exact same kichel, and like there should be no herring in the world, even if someone does choose to buy whatever different brand ever, because there are other herring brands,
and that's okay.
They should still have this kichel, because I've never had a kichel like this.
Yeah. Really?
I promise you.
Wow. It's
good stuff.
And okay. I'm a kichel fanatic. I'm very, very particular.
Okay, Moshe, if you had to sing a song to this, what would you sing? It has to be Yiddish.
I think it's more of a saying that I want to say rather than a song.
Say it, baby.
Which is when I grew up, they used to say, "Bemkoim she'ein ish is herring oichfish." You know what that means?
No.
That if you're in a place where there's the shine ish means a literal translation that there's no person there, but like she'ein ish, like there's no
man.
There's
nobody taking charge of this situation.
Exactly. Is herring oichfish, so you can pass with herring as like let's say it's Shabbos, you don't have real fish. You can pass it with herring. With what's happening here, that saying is void because the herring is the actual fish now. So the only
Bishayinish herring used to be a poor man's food.
But yeah, and now that this is a game changer.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So from now on, when you're on tour, what herring will you be taking with you?
The Rebbe's Choice.
There you go. Yeah. Okay,
and
so
the kichels.
There you go. You also brought with us some
smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon over here.
Norwegian smoked salmon over here.
Okay.
Which,
what made you go in the smoked salmon direction?
It's kind of a next step, you know, naturally from the herring to do smoked salmon.
Are they named after Rebbe's?
So the smoked salmon actually is not named after Rebbe's. Okay. But these are a Norwegian.
And what goes into your Norwegian salmon
over
here?
It's all natural, no preservatives. So it's just very simple ingredient list right here. Norwegian salmon, wood smoke, salt, and sugar.
Wow.
Yeah. No preservatives, all natural.
Very fresh. Wow.
Yeah.
It's tasty. This is really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you.
Usually I got to hype it up for the guests.
There's no embellishment here. There's no embellishment.
Nothing
is
embellished.
This is real.
We're keeping it real.
That's what we're about. That's what we're about. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like flaky, it's buttery, it's creamy, it's all the good adjectives that we can apply.
Yeah. And you were very involved with the, because the kosher foodie world has exploded now.
Yes,
and there is an entire industry of bloggers, Instagrammers. Are you sort of plugged into that world?
Yeah. You know, Instagram has a lot to offer. A lot of business has been drummed up from being on Instagram and just people seeing my product and having it in front of them. When it comes to food... The two places people are most nowadays are food and on their phones. Nice. And if I'm able to kind of get people on both places, that's great.
Right.
And thankfully, we've been seeing a great response from Instagram and social media in general.
Wow, what's this?
That's the pastrami smoked salmon.
Unbelievable!
You smoke these yourself?
We have somebody smoking it for us, but it's our recipes.
Well, where do you make this stuff?
We make this in Long Island City, New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Locally grown, Sherry.
Locally. Yeah, if you look on our products, there's actually a
made in
New York City logo right there. on our products, and that's something that New York City actually gives out to brands that are based and manufacture in the New York City area.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we need to get some for Dan over here.
Wow. So this is like disruptive technology. You have changed the game over here.
We're trying. We're trying to introduce delicious products that are good for you and inspiring.
It has an aesthetic value. It has a spiritual component. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. To me, this is only going to grow. What's next? They've told you what's next.
What's next?
So bring on the flesh.
We're adding, hopefully soon, we're adding on another herring flavor in the next couple weeks.
Well, we're getting a world exclusive over here.
We're adding pickles. Wow. Next step in the appetizing game. Ooh. And
Sherry just like, just almost fainted.
We have a couple other products that we're
really...
Sherry,
you want to respond?
I can't do my... I genuinely sighed out of excitement when you said pickles. It was off mic, but I'm telling you, I'm all in.
I'm happy
to
hear
just
that.
For the listeners, when you said the word pickled, Sherry went... Funny. I'm good. Okay, so that's Nate. And when's that coming online?
So we're working on developing the recipes and the flavors for that. We want to obviously do something a little bit more unique than just the standard half sour pickle.
Are you just on in New York? Have you gone nation, global?
We're in 50 stores across the nation.
Wow.
You can find us in Chicago and Florida. I'm actually heading to Chicago next week for a very big kosher event there. They're having called Taste of Kosher. In one of the supermarkets, and it's the whole Chicago community basically turns out to that. So I'm heading to Chicago next week for that. And thankfully we've been selling a lot.
Maybe you've heard of this. Yeah. There's a mall opening in, I think, East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's going to have a water park
American
and amusement.
Dream Mall.
Yeah, and it has the world's first kosher market.
Yeah, kosher food court in a mall.
Yeah,
really?
The world's the first one.
It's a Jewish family that owns it, the Grimazian, I think. Wow. They own.
Yeah,
they
own also
the
own West
America.
Edmonton Mall.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my home. My in Canada.
Oh, you're from Canada.
Yeah,
oh,
nice. But West Edmonton Mall was the. It was in competition with the Mall of America.
Oh, really?
But
oh,
yeah, wow. So it was just kind of funny to see that happening in New Jersey. You nice. Got to get in that.
Hopefully, yeah.
Sure, are you kind of a mall rat?
Yeah,
I can see you, right?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Love hanging at the mall.
Yeah, yeah. I was hanging
shenanigans
out.
Right as a kid.
There's that can be a whole separate podcast of my mall rat.
Are you
days.
One of those, Sherry, that like you get one ticket for Back to the Future, and then you spend the next 9 hours watching like Gremlins, Goonies, and Child's Play 2?
It was actually my junior high was across the street from the mall.
I knew this was coming.
So our food court was the cafeteria. And very long story short, because I am just so into this food. This
it's amazing.
Is you all need to go get this right. What's the well? We'll get the Instagram, but yeah. Long story short, we had me and my friends. We pooled our lockers together. And we had one designated locker for stuff that we stole from the mall. And then we would put our stash in the locker and then share it.
Wow.
Thank you for that, Sherry. All right. So we are coming towards the end of the podcast. I just want to say something for all the kids out there dreaming of entering the culinary world. Dream big. But Neftali, you didn't just dream it. You went out there and you visualized it. And you did it.
Thank
and
God,
that
yeah.
deserves some real, real credit because you took an old school, old style cuisine and you repackaged it, you replenished it, you brought new school flavors into old school eating. Mm-hmm. And this is just a taste sensation. I was not expecting the food to be this good. I thought I'd have to embellish.
You thought
as
you were
going
to have to get a
do.
Steak after this, a $400
I thought
steak.
I'd have to go with Moshe Guitar. Where are you playing tonight, Moshe? I know there's some sick party tonight. Deal, right?
It's on a boat. I think it's right? Belmar, New Jersey.
Right? Who's... we'll talk... I follow you. By the way, just to tell the listeners, what's your Insta handle?
Moshe Guitar, but Moshe is spelled Moishi, M-O-I-S-H-Y, Guitar.
If you want to see some sick parties... Check out Moshe Guitar in a beautiful kosher setting. But I see it's really amazing. You know, you are really you've taken the guitar world to the next level. You have now become empowered to actually produce and record the theme tune to this podcast, which will live on. I mean, your legacy is now you have become the John Barry, just as John Barry designed and recorded the famous James Bond theme. So too, you will be you're going to be up there with right, Cherry. There's Star Wars, James Bond, Indiana Jones, The Love Boat,
Hipsit podcast theme,
and the Hipsit podcast theme.
Wow! Mm-hmm. Wow!
So this is about
big opportunity for you.
Yeah,
this
I'm pumped.
It doesn't
I'm pumped.
Get any bigger.
Never. Also, it only needs to be like 10 to 20 seconds.
And we will pay you in Reba's Choice Herring,
yep.
Which I think you're in. So, Naftali, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This is an incredible, incredible product. I wish you much hatzlacha. I just want to tell all the listeners, stop what you're doing right now. Go to your local kosher supermarket. Stock up. And stack up the holidays. It's about to get crazy, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is your busy season, right?
Yes, coming up.
Which is your busiest time? Sukkot?
Yeah, the Yomim Tovim are pretty busy. But in general, I thought this summer was going to be a little bit slower, but thankfully it was quite busy as well.
There you go. Yeah. From now on, Sherry, the Yom Kippur breakfast is going to be the Rebbe's choice all the way.
100%.
All the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you tell the listeners, how can we buy you?
So
how can we like you? How can we swipe you? How can we subscribe to you? How can we follow you? How can we stalk you? Where do you live? The whole thing.
The whole thing. Do you want my social security number?
Hell yes.
All right, let's do it. So you could go to the RebbiesChoice.com. That's the RebbiesChoice.com. And on the Rebbe's Choice, you could see a map and a list of all the stores that we are in for your convenience. And if you want more, if you're not near any of those stores, we do ship. So feel free to email us or message us on Instagram, also at the Rebbe's Choice, Twitter, at the Rebbe's Choice, Facebook, the Rebbe's Choice. Basically, the Rebbe's Choice all around.
That's what I like. You've taken it into the 21st century.
We're working on
it. You've reclaimed it. You've modernized it. By the way, Sherry right now in the RV, in the studio, has one of your stickers, which is a Hasidic Rebbe holding a giant... Who drew this? It's beautiful.
I hired a guy on Fiverr, and he lives in the Philippines, and he drew it, yeah.
Wow.
Happens to be, this was before I met my wife, but that is basically what my father-in-law looks like.
It's like really?
I'll show you a picture afterwards.
He walks around holding a giant fish?
At my wedding, he danced with a big fish.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It really, it's uncanny.
Fiverr's great.
Fiverr is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
You have an amazing product, an amazing company.
Thank you.
I wholeheartedly endorse, I beg and beseech every one of my listeners, even if you're allergic to herring, you should eat this herring.
Keep an
or
EpiPen
get it
on
for your relatives.
Get it. Yeah, if you're allergic to it, don't eat it, but buy it for your relatives.
Yeah.
And try, if you're not a herring eater.
And the pickles are coming.
The pickles are kind of...
And the kichel, if you can't eat... I mean, the kichel are great as a snack as well. A lot of people just buy it to snack on. So, yeah.
I'm loving it. Okay.
All right.
Moshe Guitar, how do we find you, like you, subscribe to you? When's your next album coming out?
Album, I'm not sure yet. There is actually one song on YouTube that I wrote and produced myself. It's called Shema Yisrael. So it's under the LPR project. LPR stands for Love, Peace, and Rejoice. L'chaim Popa Rebbe.
Wow.
You beautiful. Can, yeah, you can make your own out of it. Instagram is Moishi Guitar, Moishi with M-O-I-S-H-Y Guitar, Twitter, Facebook, all that. And find me in Williamsburg and Borough Park and all over the world. I'm around.
Find him at the Kiddush.
Follow the payers.
Okay, so I want to thank Moishi Guitar. You're a mensch. You're a dear friend of mine. And I have to tell you that since living on the periphery of Williamsburg, I'm definitely becoming a shtickel heimish, and more than a shtickel heimish, for anyone that knows me. Naftali, it's an amazing. This product speaks for itself.
Thank you so much.
It is a taste sensation. It's a game changer.
I'm glad I could be here in the RV.
You have changed the course of human history. I also want to thank, we have a special off-mic guest who was joining us. He's asked to remain nameless. I will only say his last photographic assignment was literally the Oval Office. Now he's photographing herring in an RV under the M train in Bushwick. Clearly, his career is going nowhere. So I want to end off the show. I want to thank the guests. I want to thank the listeners. I want to profoundly thank my co-host, my partner in podcasting, Sherry B. Off mic, we were having discussions whether this recording studio was even a viable venture, but we have proven today this is the right thing. You are in the right place, doing the right thing.
Yep.
And to end the show, we want to ask Moisha Guitar to sing us out with a few beats from your song on YouTube, Shema Yisrael.
Or Moshala, something that you make up on the spot.
Yes. Hit it, Moshe.
I don't have a guitar here, so doing it on the spot will not be as...
Just sing the song,
okay,
baby.
Sing the
but
song.
Before I sing anything, I just want to say to Rabbi Simcha that you're pioneering in your own industry, because I was sitting with a group of Hasidic guys last night. It was like 3 a.m. And they're actually pioneers in the business world, and they make a lot of money. And they were saying that it's a matter of time. One gave it 10 years to 30 years. That Satmar Rebbe will have Instagram and have a huge following of all the younger generation following on Instagram. And wow, whenever he wants to say something is permitted or whatever it is, he'll just put it out on Instagram. Put out a tweet.
He'll put it on Instagram. Do not be on Instagram.
Exactly. So Rabbi Simcha was there first.
There you go. Two things, Moshe Guitar. Number one, I'd like the name, number, and office of all of those wealthy captains of industry. And number two, forgot number two. Sing us out, Moisha.
I'm sitting in my backyard, and I caught myself off guard. My thoughts were hitting so hard while searching for my friend God. I don't know what to say. Should I cry or should I pray to him? And one, two, three. Reflecting on the past, these days are going by fast. I know the feeling won't last, so now I know I've got to ask. Yeah, I turn to Hashem Echad, 'cause he's my only lifeguard. And I sing it with all my heart. Enen od milvado Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ushma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When I don't know where to go, I gotta know that I'm not alone. He's watching me like a drone. He shows me that I'm at home. Ani zocheh shepam echad hirgashti shani levad ad sheraiti Hashem echad enen od milvad hoshma. Thank you.
Whoa! Live in the RV. There you go. Shkoyach. Shema Yisrael. This is beautiful. And God bless. This is me, Rabbi Simcha, saying good night. Good night.
Hipsid, the podcast is produced and recorded by Sherry Barkley and Rabbi Simcha. Please like and subscribe on Instagram, RSS feed, iTunes. You know what to do. We'll see you next week.